figured we'd do some Pesach stuff tonight, so we're going to discuss Kos Chamishi, the fifth cup at the Seder. So what's the fifth cup at the Seder? Most of our Sederim only have four cups, so there is a Mishnah in Daf Kufi Zayinim Beis and Mesach HaShabbos, where the Mishnah confirms that we only have four cups of wine. Mishnah says, going through the order of the Seder, in source number one, Mazgul O Kos Shlishi Mevarech HaMazono, Mazgul Mevarech HaMazono, Revi Gomer Lav HaHalel, third Kos we say Birchas HaMazon, fourth Kos Halel, Va'omer Lav Birchas HaShir, Beina Kos Salal Mosel Ishtos Yishteh, Bein Shlishi Revi Lo Yishteh. Fine, and that's it. It doesn't tell us about any other Kosos. Says the Gemara on Kufir Chesam and Aleph, Tan Rabbanon, Revi'i Gomer Alav Asahalel, Vomer Halal Agadol Divrei B'tarfon. Yeshom Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. Again, fourth Kos, that's it, that's Halal, that's the end of the Seder, that's all you need in terms of Kosos. However, the Rif has a different gears than the Gemara. The Rif's gears than the Gemara is Tan Rabbanon Chamishi, Omer Alav Halal Agadol Divrei B'tarfon. That it's not the fourth Kos that we say Halal Agadol on, it's the fifth Kos that we say Halal Agadol on. So that's the introduction of the concept of a fifth Kos. So the question is, even if you have the Girsa of the Rif, the Girsa of the Rif is in a Brisa. The Mishnah very clearly does not have a fifth Kos. The Mishnah clearly has a fourth Kos. The Girsa of the Rif is that the Brisa says that there's a fifth Kos, and that you say Halal Agadol on Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Halal Gadol, not Halal. Halal is the fourth Kos. Halal Gadol is the fifth Kos. So that's Rabbi Tarfon. But Frecht the Balamar, I don't understand. If you're going to paskin like one sheet or the other, even if you're going to say, like the Rif says, that it is a machlokes, how could you paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, that there's a Kos Chamishi? Generally, we don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, we paskin like a Mishnah, not like Rabbi Tarfon. So that's the kasha of the Balamar on the Rif. Why would he dafka paskin like Rabbi Tarfon? Even if Lu Yitzir, you want to say that there is such a girsa, that you're going to hold that there is a fifth Kos, but still, why would you paskin like Rabbi Tarfon? So if you look at the Ran has a has an interesting take on this. If you look in the Ran, source number 7, Chamishi, this is on page 4, Chamishi Omer Lav Halla, Gadol Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, Kosov Rabbi Mizrachi Alevi Zal, the Rabbi Tarfon Amasnisen Palig. The Balamor says Rabbi Tarfon argues on the Mishnah, Ditanan Vliv Chesulam Midal Kosov Shal Yayin, that the Mishnah says Beferish, you can't have any less than four Kosos. So Liv Chesulam Afiluani Minatamchoi, right, you can't have any less than four Kosos. Rabbi Tarfon Sirulei the Chamisha Ninhu, and Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you have five Kosos. The Al HaChamishi Omer Halla Godol. So Fizeh Lo Kaimel and Rabbi Tarfon. So according to this, we shouldn't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, right? We should paskin like the Mishnah. Veloni Hira says the Balamor, still calling the Loni Hira. I'm sorry, says the Ran about this Balamor, Loni Hira, that there's a machlokas. Di Brisa pliga amasnisin. If the Brisa actually argued on the Mishnah and the Brisa held that there was five kosos, not four kosos, Havli the Mishnah be Gemara, money masnisin lo Rabbi Tarfon. There's a little sensitivity to the style of Gemara. This is what the benefit of Daf Yomi. You get the sensitivity to the style of how Gemara works. When the Gemara has something like that, where it has a brisa that goes against the Mishnah, so where you have a brisa that quotes one opinion or more, that one at least one of the opinions goes against the Mishnah, so we say, money masnisin, who's the author of the Mishnah? Well, we know who it's not. We can narrow it down that it's not Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is not the author of the Mishnah. Velo Yesh Omrin. And it's not the Yesh Omrin. Dahach Yorchad de Talmudah. That's what the Gemara always does. But the Gemara doesn't do it here. Even according to the Rif, that it had the gears that there was a fifth Kos, the Gemara doesn't say Mani Masnisin, the Lok Rabbi Tarfon. So it doesn't sound like there's a Machlokes. Va'od di'im Isa Dahachihu. If this is really true, that there's a Machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa, Hechi Efshar Delo Vishtamit Chad Tan Elamisni, V'lo Yivch Selo Midalit Kosu Shal Yayin, Rabbi Tarfon Omer Chamisha. How could it be that Rabbi Tarfon's fifth Kos only comes up in Tanoim in the context of saying Halal HaGadol? What about the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos? What about when we say that no matter how poor you are, you need to have Dalet Kosos? How come no Tosefta, no Braisa, no Mishnah says Rabbi Tarfon Omer that you need five Kosos, that it's not just Dalet Kosos, that it's five Kosos? Va'od, midashakli v'taru amurai b'drabbi Tarfon alma hilchsa kafasei. And the fact that the Amoraim start discussing Rabbi Tarfon's Shita sounds like we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. V'sugyun v'kulei pirkin riata didalin kosos ninevelo chamisha And throughout the Gemara, we always assume there are Dalet Kosos. So if the Rish Girs is correct, Rabbi Tarfon holds there are five Kosos, and the Gemara keeps talking about Rabbi Tarfon like we hold like Rabbi Tarfon, something's going on over here. How could you say that the Halacha is there are four Kosos, which we always say, and still say the Halacha is that there are five Kosos? It's a blatant stira. So says the Ran, no, it's not a stira. It's Kedivri HaGaonim Iker, the Dalet Kosos Chova, the Chamisha Rishus. You have four Kosos that are Chova, and then you have a fifth Kosos that's Rishus. V'rmatza Lishtos, Omer Lav HaLagadol. And if you want to drink that fifth Kos, make sure you associate it with a Halal HaGadol. It can't go empty as just a Kos. Inami, the mitzvah min amuvchar Lishtos Kos Chamishi, V'lomer Lav HaLagadol, Vahainu Lishna da Omer Lav HaLagadol, V'chein Matan Devere Rambam, Zal Perek Achor Milchus Chamitzu Matzah. He says, I think that's what the Rambam means as well, but it sounds that at least the Ran understands, and the Ramban holds this way as well, the Ramban and the Milchamos quotes this over there as well, that there is a fifth kos, but that's not a stira to the Mishnah that says there are only four kosos. Four kosos are chiyuv, fifth kos is a rishus. You have an optional fifth kos, it's either just a rishus or a higher level mitzvah min amuvchar, the ideal thing, the best way to do the mitzvah. And you should associate the fifth kos to Halal Gadol. So he says that he thinks the Rambam holds this way as well. Let's see what the Rambam sounds like he holds. Let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam is in source number 5. Go to Halacha Yud, which I guess is right above that Ran, a couple of spots above that Ran on the sheets, says the Rambam, you wash and you bench and with a third kos and you drink it. Then you pour the fourth kos, say hallel. And you make a bracha bar priagafen, and after that you don't eat or drink anything except for water. The yesh lo limzo kos chamishi, the lomra lav halal hagadol. And you should also pour a fifth cup and say halal hagadol. V'hu mehodl Hashem kitov ad al naros bavel. From hodl Hashem kitov to al naros bavel. V'kos ze eino chove kimo arba kosos. This kos is not a chove kimo arba kosos. V'yesh lo ligmar sal v'kol mokam shir sal v'pishen mokam sud, etc. Fine. So what does he say? Is that, how do you understand that? The Ram is saying, so the Ran said, mitzvah min amuvchar, or rishus, let's even the tone down lashon, rishus, the fifth goes only rishus. Is the Ram saying it's a rishus? The Ram was very, very careful in his lashonos. If the Ram wanted to say it's a rishus, what should he have said? V'koz zeh rishus hu, or v'koz zeh einochova. But what does he say? V'koz zeh einochova kimo arba kosos. It's not a chiyuv like the other four, which one could imply it is a chiyuv of some level, just not quite at the level of the other four. I mean, it's not so pashut that the Rambam holds it as rishus, like the Rambam wanted to say. Rambam just says, yesh lo ligmar es ha-halal, you should be gomer the halal with this kos, yesh lo limzok, and it's not a chiyuv like the other four, but it sounds like it is some sort of chiyuv, but how you magdi that? What does that mean, that it's some sort of chiyuv? So again, so on the Rambam, we have all these kashas again. Why would the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Tarfon? Again, if you're going to assume, like the Baal HaMor's understanding, that it's a machlokes to say five kosos versus four kosos, why would he paskin like Rabbi Tarfon? Again, the Baal HaMor's kasha, why not say mani masis and lo Rabbi Tarfon? And what is this partial chova? What is a geder of a partial chiyuv? That it's a chiyuv, but not like the dalet kosos. What does that mean exactly? Oh, very good. You have the other very important diuk in the Rambam, and this comes out, the reason I put like the whole parak of it, not the whole parak, but a large part of this parak of the Rambam, is if you go through where the Rambam goes through the Seder, and he talks about each kos, he goes through with each kos. You pour it, and then you drink it. You pour it, then you drink it, you pour it, by all four, till he gets to the fifth. Mose glo kos chamishi. Where's the drinking? He doesn't say. In fact, he said just the line before, the only thing you're allowed to drink after the fourth coast is water. But by the way, you should have fifth coast. Stira minei bay. What do you mean? By the way, you should have fifth coast. Elamai, sounds like the Rambam is saying, have it, don't drink it. Have the fifth coast. What does that mean? Okay, that's also very important, Kasha. Other issues that relate to the fifth coast before we get into the various mahalchim that we're going to suggest. The Ramah in Tav Pei Aleph Sif Aleph, the Ramah tries to deal with how we should deal with the fifth coast. Source number 8. After you had four kosos, no wine, just water. Says the Ramah, v'kala mashkin dinan kiyayin. Don't try orange juice either. Everything else has din of yayin. Water is okay, and that's it. So poskim discuss, what about soda? Is soda just water? So it's probably telling in the machlokas whether you could use soda for chamar medina. Because some say that you can't, because it's just water with a little bit of flavoring. Others say, what do you mean? Everyone drinks soda. So that's the chamar medina. So it could be that it's telling in that machlokas. But okay, says the Ramah, Umishu istinis, o ta of harbe lishnos. But what if you're really thirsty? It's very strange. You normally don't have halacha like this. That you're not allowed to do this, but what if you're thirsty? Like, can you, like, what if you're really thirsty on Yom Kippur? Then is it allowed? So the Ramah says, you're not allowed to drink anything after the fourth kos, but if you're really thirsty, or you're an istinis, yachol lishnos kos chamishi. Then you're allowed to drink the kos chamishi, v'yomar lav halal gadol. And when you do that, you say halal gadol. So, what's that? Meaning, is this the way the Rad understood it, Rishos, but more like mitzvah min amuvchar kind of Rishos. Like, it's a really good thing to do. Even the Rambam says, not a chiyuv like the Dalet Kosos, and he says, yesh lo, you should do it. Over here, the Rambam seems to be saying, it's a real bidiyaved, it's really not ideal, but if you're going to do it, you know, if you're really desperate, then you're allowed to do it. Bir Alacha, on that Rambam, Bir Alacha discusses, okay, you're going to do this fifth kos and you'll be Yomer Alav Halal Gadol. Says the Bir Alacha, L'chora mashma midivrei ator delo pligia ga'onim rakim kos hei tzricha chasima ba'ape nafsha o tzarech lichlo osa b'chasima de kos dalin. Aval b'li chasima klal rak ba'amidus p'sukei ala gadol lo sagi lahatir lishtos kos hei. So there's an unbelievable chiddush from the tour that if you're not going to have some sort of chasima, some sort of bracha with the chasima associated with that fifth kos, you're not allowed to have that fifth kos. The matir for the kos is to say something seder-like on that kos. If you're just having a fifth kos to drink, no good. Lefiza haydin adagol lo meri rak bedavka im lo gamra dainas hachasima de melchum lo betish b'chos. He says this idea of having the fifth kos is only if you have something still to say. V'lo mashmakein dahim chasu limso hetzel the mishu istinis v'tzami lishtos zem motzi biyoser achar shekvar gamra kol seder upasuk var milishtos. He says, but come on, the Ramah's talking about a case where you're dying of thirst, where you're very, very thirsty. So that's probably not the second after you had the fourth kos, where you're just like, ah, oh, I wish I had a larger kos or a little more. That's probably much later. You're already done. So that's when you're very thirsty. So v'chein mipashas tiver Rambam v'rabbeinu Yerucha mashma gamkin ledya teba amiras psukei halagadol greida b'lishum chasima shari lishtos kos hei. So says the Bir Alacha, we have machlokas torn in the Rambam. Do you need to have some sort of chasimus habracha in order to be able to have the fifth kos? What in the world is that machlokas about? What are they arguing about? Why would you, yes, need a chasimus habracha in order to be able to have the fifth kos? Why would you not need it? Everyone agrees you need some psukim. You need some psukim of halal gadol in order to have the fifth kos. It's a machlokas whether you need a chasima or you don't need a chasima. So that alone is pretty odd. Another kasha, and then we'll wrap up the kashas and we'll try to develop mahalchim. Another kasha. If you look in the She'iltos Rav Chaigon, in source number 10, Parshas Tzav, says the She'iltos, why do we have four kosos on the night of the Seder? So we're familiar with what Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes one of the five explanations that the Yerushalmi gives, that it's connected to the Dal Lashonos of Geula. There are four other explanations that the Yerushalmi gives that, for whatever reason, never became quite as popular. But the She'iltos says like this, Arba kosos shel Pesach connected me, connected Arba kosos shel kosos b'paro, shenemar v'kos paro b'yadi. That it's connected to the Dalet Kosos of Paro, that it says four times within the parsha of the Sarah Mashkim, something about, with Sarah Mashkim, with his dream, something about the Kos Paro. Okay, it's an interesting tzushtel. V'arba Kosos min Torah min Alan. Now it gets really interesting. Where do I know that there's a din of Arba Kosos min Torah? So, what's the obvious kasha? The answer should be, nowhere. There is no din of arbakosos min haTorah. There is no mitzvah of arbakosos min haTorah. That is a mitzvah midrabanan. Very strange question to ask. And if you just mean to say, give me a pasuk in the Torah. Well, we just did. We just went kos paro b'yadi. But that wasn't good enough. No, arbakosos min haTorah min alan. Keneged arba'a gu'ulos shekosu b'yitzias Mitzrayim. Shenemar l'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael ani Hashem.
Okay,
Good. That's the she'iltos. So this she'iltos again, very troubling. And Siv points it out. Dalad kosos min hatorah min alon, says the Netziv in the Hamik Sheila. Lashon zeh mashuna mikolam makomos sheshav Rabbeinu zeh drash. Debekolam makomos hakdimu tam zeh v'lo nomer lav shumin hatorah. Any other place where we have this reason of the Dal Lashonos of Gula, it never says Minatorah. Those are words that have very serious weight to them, and you can't just throw those around. V'adai Dal Kosos Mid Rabbanon. V'imishum Dani Kray Diksivi Baraisa, Hachinam Dal Kosos Shalparo. And if what it means to say is not really a din min haTorah, it just means, show me psukim, well, we showed you psukim in the Torah. We already had the Kosos Shalparo as psukim in the Torah. So what's the She'iltos driving at? So, by way of introduction to develop an approach, I saw from Rav Yeruch Malshin, came out with a beautiful new sefer, one of the Rashi Yeshiva in Lakewood, Yeruch L'Mo'adim. They have on, I think Chanukah used it also, and he has two volumes on Pesach, one of Shiurim that he gave, and one of Drash. But so in the Chelek HaShiurim, he develops the following approach. There's a very important Briska Rav, a Shita of the Griz, and how to understand Dalit Kosos. The Griz basically goes through Machlokas, Rambam, and Tosfos, where he says that the Rambam understands that the Ikar of Dalit Kosos is an experience of Chayrus. That Dalit Kosos is a Kiyum of Chayavad, the Maharas Satsmo, Liros Satsmo, Kilu Hu Yatsumi Mitzrayim. That's what Dalit Kosos is really about. Now, to show that Chayrus may be a Kiyum Daraisa, it's just the fact that that we do it dafka through Dalit Kosos is a way to be Mekayim, is that requirement to dafka do it that way is Midrabanan. But certainly that sense of Chayrus on the night of the Seder is part of the Mitzvah of Zecharta that we have to remember how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. So it could be that there's a Kiyum Daraisa within that Chayrus. But the fact that we make a kosher bracha out of it, the fact that we dafka associate one kos with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and one kos with Halal, that the fact that we make kosher bracha out of all these kosos, that's a drabanan. But the experience that one has of Chayrus is a daraisa. So it says Rav Yeruch Malshin as follows. It says maybe the idea of kosher paro just teaches us the notion of kosher bracha. That it says four kosos, four times kos by kosher paro. So from there we learn that there should be four kosos shel bracha, that you should have four independent kosos shel bracha. Votzesi, v'itzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti, that teaches me, not stam that I have to have four kosos, but that I'm supposed to be experiencing something through those four kosos. I'm supposed to be experiencing a process of geula. I'm supposed to be experiencing chayrus. We know the Rishonim already say, but the Achronim really jump on this, are not four Lashonos of Geula. If you look in the Yerushalmi never calls it four Lashonos of Geula. The Yerushalmi calls it four Geulos. Why is it four Geulos? Because there are different stages. Okay, how you count the stages, that you already have a variety of exactly what happened at each stage. But it's four Geulos, not just four ways of saying the same thing. We never have. We generally don't have four ways of saying the same thing in Judaism. It's four Geulos. So the Yerushalmi says, so the She'ilto says, I know that you have to have Dalit Kosos Shel Bracha Kos Par V'Yadi. Arba Kosos Min HaTorah Min Alan. What about the Dalit Kosos of Chayrus? What about the experience of Chayrus that you got with Dalit Kosos, which is a Kiyum Min HaTorah? Where's that from? Well, that comes from the Dalit Lashonos of Geula. Now, let's go back and now figure out how this fits into the fifth Kos. If this is correct, that there's a double kiyum in Dalit Kosos. And in Dalit Kosos, you have a kiyum of Kosher Bracha, and you have a kiyum of experiencing a sense of Cheres as you're experiencing the Gula.
If you're saying it's a Bracha, right, of the Arab Kosos, would you make a Bracha on the fifth Kos? And if so, would you be over at Bal Tosaf also?
Okay, so let's see. Let's see how the fifth Kos fits in. So where would Kos Chamishi? Let's assume we're modeling after the Dal Lashonos of Gula. So where does the fifth Kos come from? Because there's actually a fifth Lashon of Gula, right? Veivesi, the pasuk says, Veivesi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. So and in fact, this is Mufurish and Mishonim. The Ravid and the Balamor, if you look at source number 13, the Ravid on the Balamor, rather, he says, V'adalit Kosos Samchum V'adalit Keneged Dalit Gulos, V'otzesi V'itzalti V'galti V'lakachti, Vehahei, and that fifth kos, kvar somchu ba'agada keneged veivesi. That fifth kos is keneged veivesi. Okay, Source number 14, Rabbeinu Manoach, on the Rambam. Aval kos chamishi asur lahosif kos. You're allowed to have a fifth kos, but no more than that. Afilu al dei shiro. You can sing all you want. You're not allowed to have more than five. Dafilu Rabbi Tarfon lo kamar al kos chamishi bilvad kineged veivesi eschem la'aretz. Aval yosur mikein asur. So the fifth kos doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from a fifth lashon of geula. It comes from an extension of the dal lashonos. So now, if the dal kosos have a double chiyuv, it's kos paro biadi four times, and it's dalu lashonos of geula, and the fifth kos comes from where? Not a fifth time of kos paro. Fifth kos comes from a fifth lashon of geula. So from kos paro, we only learn that there's a chiyuv kos shel bracha, and from the lashonos of geula, we learn that sense of chayrus. So what's the fifth kos? It's only a din l'cheirus, not a din l'chora, in koshal bracha, right? If you were only going
to
learn,
seva?
What?
Would you have to do?
Oh, good. That would be a very good nafkamina, right? If it were the reverse, if it were only a koshal bracha and not a din l'cheirus, then you would not have to do a seva. If it's only a din l'cheirus, which is what we're suggesting it is, and not a din koshal bracha, then l'chora you should have to do a seva because that's the experience. That's the experience of Chayrus. What did the Rambam say about the fifth kos? The Rambam said, he didn't say it's not a chiyuv. The Rambam said, if we remember, Eino chova kimo arba kosos. It's not a chiyuv like the other four. It's not a chiyuv like that. What does it mean not a chiyuv like the other four? If there's a double kiyum in the other four, and there's only one kiyum in this one, it means that it's a chiyuv, but it's not the same as the other four. Maybe the Rambam means like that. What about Chamar Medina for the fifth kos? By other kosos, if you don't have anything, you know, they tell the famous chesed story with Reb Chaim. I think they say it with Reb Chaim. Some came to Reb Chaim, a poor person came to Reb Chaim and asked if he allowed to use milk for dalad kosos. And it's Reb Chaim, the Beis Halevi, I don't know who the story is about. But I'm sure people who aren't, you know, who are fan, who come from different backgrounds than mine say it about this chesedish rabbi, that chesedish. Okay, but the story goes, someone came and asked, can you use milk for dalad kosos? And he went and he gave an enormous sum of money and said, here, buy wine. His wife said, what do you mean? Why did you give him so much money just to buy wine? He said, don't you realize that they're asking they could use milk? They obviously don't have meat either. You have to think a little bit when you do chesed. So he gave him enough money, not just for wine, but for wine and for meat. But chamar medina meikar adin, if you don't have yayin, so you can use chamar medina for dalad kosos. What's chamar medina? So let's say soda is chamar medina. Let's say like the minority shita and poskim, I'll call it a minority shita and poskim, that's soda is chamar medina. So for the fifth kos, does it make sense to use soda? Why would you use chamar medina b'diavad by the other dalad kosos? What are you accomplishing? You're not experiencing chayrus with chamar medina. So what are you accomplishing when you're using chamar medina? So what you're accomplishing is koshal bracha, that you need to have a koshal bracha, you need to use something for a koshal bracha, so you're accomplishing koshal bracha when you have chamar medina. But you're not experiencing the chayrus. When you get to the fifth kos, where all you have is a chiyuv of chayrus, and you don't even have a chiyuv of koshal bracha, so in the chora, if all you got is chamar medina, don't do it. Even if you hold that there is some sort of chiyuv of fifth kos, you'd skip it, because in chayrus, there's no din chamar medina. The machlokas tanoim, the Mishnah versus Rabbi Tarfon, it's not a machlokas. When the Mishnah says lo yivkos from dalad kosos, the Mishnah says that no matter how poor you are, you can't filu ani shabi Yisrael has to have at least dalad kosos. The Mishnah doesn't mention the fifth cup because the fifth cup is fundamentally different from the other cups. The four kosos have a chiyuv of koshal bracha in addition to chayrus. This cup does not. Tosfos, which we skipped before, but Tosfos earlier in the Makoros, in source number 4, Tosfos quotes from a sheet of Rabbeinu Yosef Tovelim. He says, Shekasa besidro, source number 4, he says, Shekasa besidro, kimalishos mayim yikanis mcholahu, o istinis, vi ibayim mishti achamra mishum ones, lomer bechamishi halla gadol, yishtanis. Tema, kivin shosalishos eich tiknuchos chamishi. Of Yosef Tovelim, who says that you should have a fifth kos, and says, Tosos, I don't understand. We have a din that you're not allowed to drink after the fourth kos. How can you have a fifth kos? Ha'arba kosos tiknu velo chamishi. You can only have four, you can't have five. Says Rav Yeruch Molshin, this may be Tosos l'shitasam. Because I told you before, the Briska Rav has this whole mahalich in understanding that the Rambam holds that each of the kosos, the chiv of dal kosos, is yisodo is the yisodo of dal kosos is an experience of cheiros. The Balei Tosfos do not hold that way. Balei Tosfos pretty clearly hold that the din of dal kosos is that there's no real din of dal kosos per se. It's a din of koshal bracha. There's a din of four places where you need to have a koshal bracha, and that's it. And there are four places that you have a koshal bracha, and no more. If that's the entire din of dalet kosos, that all of it is just the din of koshal bracha, then you understand why Tosfos says, where's this fifth kos coming from? He's not into these dalet lashonos of geula and mecheiros, and therefore, okay, the hevesi, so you could add a fifth one. Tosfos is going to say, it's all about koshal bracha, and there is no bracha over there, so what are you doing? What are you adding in when you're bringing in an extra kos? Bir Allah quoted this machlokas, do you need a chasima to go along with this kos or not? So maybe the machlokas, whether chasima of halal is necessary, is about whether it needs to be a kos shal bracha or not. That without the chasima, it's not a kos shal bracha. And that's the sheet of the Torah, following the Balei Tosfos. Right, following, again, not exactly like the Balei Tosfos reject the fifth kos entirely. Torah says you can have a fifth kos, but you got to have a bracha to say on it, because it's got to be a kos shel bracha. Without a bracha to say on it, then you're lost. So you can have a fifth kos, but there's got to be a bracha. The Rambam l'shitaso, no, you don't need a bracha. Just have a fifth kos. It's chayrus. Okay, say some halal on it. Fine, but you don't need a bracha. It doesn't have to become a kos shel bracha. Why do you need to say some halal on it? What's the kiyum of saying some halal on the kos? So he quotes in a footnote, he says, based on the Sefer HaMichtam, in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, where he explains Dalet Kosos, Kneged Dalet Shonos of Geula, that each kos, we're supposed to thank Hashem for that shlav, for that level of cheirus that we're experiencing at that time. A kos absent a hoda'a ta'akadosh baruch hu of what we're celebrating is not a kos of cheirus. Kos of cheirus is that we're celebrating a specific cheirus. Dal l'shonos of geula are the four steps in the geula process. We thank Hashem for this step when the backbreaking labor stopped, when the political autonomy came into play, when whatever the different stages are, however you want to count the different, we're thanking Hashem for each one at each point in time. You need to have some psukkim of halal, because without any psukkim of halal, it's a total loss. Without any psukkim of halal, then you're not thanking Hashem for anything, and that's not the kind of cheirus that we're supposed to be experiencing on the night of the Seder. The kind of cheirus we're supposed to be experiencing is the kind of cheirus that inspires us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, says Rabbi Rochum, so all of this seems to work out very nicely. Here's the problem. If you look in the Rambam, Perek Zayin Alech Ches, again, we were very strong all the time. The Rambam is all about Cheirus, Cheirus, Cheirus. Fifth Kos is all about Cheirus. Look in the Rambam, source number 16. Afilu Ani Sheb Yisrael Lo Yochel Ad Sheyesav. Even an Ani Sheb Yisrael can only eat with a Seba. Isha Eina Tzricha A Seba. A woman does not need a Seba. V'imisha Chashuva Hi Tzricha A Seba. A Chashuva woman should do a Seba. That's what the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, that what qualifies a woman as chashuv? He says if she's alive today, she's chashuv. That every woman is chashuv today. That's what the Rama writes. Then he says, but women don't do a seba anyway because they're so mech on the Ravya. That's also a very interesting thing. What is the Ravya says, what's this leaning? If you were to go to the White House at a state dinner and start like eating like this, they'd just be like, what's wrong with you? Like, is everything okay? It's not, it has no, it doesn't give off a sense of chayrus, it gives off a sense of weirdness. So the Ravya says, it doesn't make sense anymore, we shouldn't do it anymore. So the Rama says, yeah, we'll hold like the Ravya for women, not for men. We'll hold like the Ravya for women. Very, very strange. Why would women hold like the Ravya and not men hold like the Ravya? I once heard of Rav, I think B'Shem Rav Salavitch, but I think I saw, I can never find the B'Shem Rav Salavitch afterwards, but I think that's where Rav Yerucham Olshin says this. At least in the summaries of his shiurim, it sounds like he's going to say this. I didn't read it yet, but that there's a double kiyum in Haseba. Why do we lean? We don't just lean stam because we're showing that we're b'nei chorin. That's part of it. One kiyum is we're being mefarseim. Look at us, we're free. That's what we'll call presume nisa. The other kiyum of Haseba is if back in the day when we left Mitzrayim, that was a way that we expressed chayrus, so as a zecher to what our forefathers did, we'll do what they did, even though it doesn't may not make sense for us. But the point is, we're just reenacting everything that they did. So those are the two reasons why one does Haseba. You do it for Zechel and Nisa and for Persume Nisa. Zechel and Nisa, retrospectively, Persume Nisa in the here and now. A woman is not Chayiv in Mitzvah Shazman Grama unless you say Afin Hoyibosa Nes, right? Afin Hoyibosa Nes comes up in three places in Shas. All of them involve Persume Nisa. The only time we ever say Afin Hoyibosa Nes is by Mitzvahs that involve Persume Nisa. So it's possible that a man is chayiv in a seba for two reasons, for a zechel anes and for a presume nisa. But a woman is only chayiv because of afin hoyibos anes, which would mean that her chayiv is only a din in presume nisa, not a din in zechel anes, right? The Ravya is obviously right. It doesn't make sense nowadays to say, look at me, I'm free, when you're leaning on one side. That's that people don't do that anymore. Yeah, but it does make sense if I'm reenacting something that was done many, many years ago, and it's not, look at me, I'm free, it's, this is what my forefathers did. A woman, though, never has that chiv back to thousands of years ago, because that's a mitzvah shazman grama, and it's not presuminisa. Her only chiv was mitzad de presuminisa shabo. Well, mitzad presuminisa doesn't make any sense anymore. So that's why the Rama says, nashim are somech on the Ravya. Men aren't sumik on the Ravya, because granted the Ravya is right, it doesn't reflect Persume Nisa, but we still have another chiyuv, we still have a chiyuv of Zeichel Anes that we have to go back to. Okay, that's a side point. But says the Rambam, Uben Eitz Alav V'Hashem Shmei Rabu Tzrich Naseba, Alva Talmud Fnei Rabu Einu Meisav Alam Kinas Nal Rabu Roshos, Talmud shouldn't do a Seba unless the Rebbe gives him Roshos, V'Hasebis Yimin Eina Seba, it's also a very interesting discussion, why is Hasebis Yimin Eina Seba? So the two reasons given. What's the reason that we're all taught when you're young? Sakana. Shema yaktim kana leveshet. You're going to choke because the two pipes, one is on the right side, one is on the left side, until you read a biology book. Then it turns out that they're one in front of the other. So that's a problem. Okay. The other reason that's given is that you want to free up your strong hand to be able to eat with a strong hand. Nafkamina is for a lefty. So a lefty, presumably, biologically, is made up the same way in his throat as a righty is. So if whatever the sakana issue is, l'chora, it should apply to a lefty as well. So you should lean on his left side. But if it's about freeing up your strong hand, then a lefty should lean on his right side. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a lefty should lean on his left side because sakana is a more important issue than anything. Chamira sakanta me'esura. So we still have to figure out what in the world the sakana is. Any explanation of what the sakana is? Doctor, no, I don't know. It's a good kasha. Okay, v'chein amezval opro al panav ein zor seba to lie on your back, lie on your face. I was just Rav Mendel Blachman was at my house just now. He still is probably, and he was saying that Rav Yashiv used to get a an old Roman couch to sit on at the seder because seba is not this. Seba is like they used to. He used to have a couch. He said, I don't know if he had people with fans doing like this also, but you know, that was what real aseba was. Vema say tzrichan aseba. So when do you need to do aseba? B'shas achilus k'zayis matzah, u'b'shtiyas arba kosos ha'elu, v'shar achilas u'shtiyas ha'mheisaf ha'reza m'shubach l'ma v'notzarech. Remember, this is the same Rambam that told us that the fifth kos may be a chiyuv. And Rambam says, when do we do aseba? Four kosos. Any other aseba, okay, you want to do it, that's nice. But there's no chiyuv aseba by any of the other kosos. Now, if you're going to learn the Rambam, that the fifth kos is only a din in chayrus, and it's not a din in anything else, if there's any kos that should need aseba, it should be that fifth kos. But the Rambam just said, you want to, it's fine. Oh, good. Okay. So that might be even a bigger problem. Because, meaning the Rambam never mentioned drinking the fifth kos, so you say, okay, that's why he doesn't say you have to do a seba. But that's an even bigger kasha on the whole mahalich. The whole mahalich is that the fifth kos is cherus. How do you experience the cherus? By looking at the wine?
You can waste wine. You're free.
What?
If you can waste your wine, you're free.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Okay, if you could afford to pour out some wine. Okay. No, but if you could afford to, yeah. So that's a sense of being wealthy, of being free, maybe. Also, where the Rambam mentions this is a little bit strange. In Perek Zayin, when the Rambam quotes the din of Dalet Kosos, he says we learn from Zecharta Kiev, Vezecharta Kiev LeYisa, where we talk about Shtiyah Derech Eirus. Over there, the Rambam only talks about Dalet Kosos in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. In Perek Ches, when he goes through the actual Seder, here's what you do: you have a Kol Shel Bracha at the beginning for Kiddush, Kol Shel Bracha on the Sefer Tzitzis Mitzrayim and the Bracha Shel Golan, Kol Shel Bracha here, Kol Shel Bracha where he brings up the Dalet Kosos, but in Perek Zayin it's Dalet Kosos, Cheirus, Zachar Tekev Le'isa, know the experience, feel the experience, it's all about Cheirus. And he doesn't mention the fifth Kos. Perches, he goes through the Seder, and he says, this is what you do here, this is Koshal Bracha number one, Koshal Bracha number two, Koshal Bracha number, and then he brings in the fifth Kos. So it sounds exactly the opposite of this whole Mahalich. Right? It sounds that the Rambam does not think that the fifth Kos is only a din in Cheirus, and not a din in Koshal Bracha. So, Rabbi Yerucham suggests, I guess we'll call it two more approaches. If you look on page, I photocopied the last few pages of his piece over here. In Kuf Samach Aleph, page Kuf Samach Aleph, third to last page of the page Kuf Samach Aleph. He says, in Os Yud Gimel, V'shamati me'achi harav agon Rabbi Shmuel Abba Shlita, b'shem Chassan, agon Rabbi Yamin Peller, Satsal, Shabir lehepech ma'ashab yarn alel. He says, you know, maybe I got it all backwards. The Kos Chamishi yesh bo rak din Kos Shel Bracha velo din Shtiya Derech Eirus. Maybe the Kos Chamishi is only a Kos Shel Bracha and it's not about Derech Eirus. Ulfiza asi shaper dasa Rambam varokeh lo bin aseba Kos Chamishi. That will explain why you don't need a seba. If it's only about Kos Shel Bracha, it's like Kiddush on a regular Friday night. You don't need a seba. There's no Cheirus, just Kiddush. The din aseba shtal Kos nizkan rak mitzad hadin. Shtia derech cherus behem. The whole din of a seba is only a din in cherus. L'fich kos chamishi shein bo din shtia derech cherus. Ein bo din a seba ad kan devarv. And he writes in the footnote over there, ubeze omar hagon rav whoever he's quoting Binyamin Peller is etzal liyashiv kushis abalamar anal mehadatan elvul yivchusul amar b'kosos lo ketani hekosos. What is Balamar's kasha? Mishnah says, even if a person is a poor, so the poor don't give many less than Dalet Kosos. What about the fifth Kos? Why not the fifth Kos? Because if the fifth Kos is only a din of Kos Shel Bracha, so what does a poor person have to do to have wine for Kiddush? Nothing really. He doesn't, if he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the money. So you make Kiddush on the Challah. That's it. There's nothing you have to do. Why is it Dafka by Dalet Kosos you have to do it? Because by Dalet Kosos, there's a din of Prisuminisa. Prisuminisa is closely associated with the sense of Cheirus that you're expressing. If the fifth Kos is not a din in Cheirus, it's only a din in Kosh Bracha, so you're not going to give an Ani a fifth Kos. You give an Ani four Kosos. He needs whatever it takes for Prisuminisa. He needs whatever it takes to experience the Cheirus. That's what we have to do whatever we can to make sure that he has. But the fifth Kos, he doesn't need a fifth Kos, just Kosh Shel Bracha. So that would be Matari's the question, the Balamar. Why does the Mishnah say you only need four Kosos? Leave Chesolomei Arba Kosos. If really we pass on the Krabi Tarfon that there's a fifth Kos. Yeah, we pass on the Krabi Tarfon that if you have the wine, make a fifth Kos Shel Bracha. But that's it. So this Mahalik seems to work much better. Also, this explains why the Ram doesn't quote Kos Chamishi in Perek Zayin with the rather he only quotes Kos Chamishi. Sorry, he doesn't quote it in Perek Zayin with the other Dalet Kosos when he talks about Shtiyah Derech Cheirus, the mitzvah of Zecharta. Only in Perek Ches when he talks about the Kosos Shel Bracha, because it's purely a din Kos Shel Bracha. So what's the problem? The problem is in Osi Dalet he points out Ach L'chora Yesh Leher Tuval Zel. L'chora there's a problem here. The Mahalik said the Kos Chamishi Yesh Ladin Kos Shel Bracha Lo Yitachem B'shitas Rambam. Says it can't be. That's what the Rambam holds. Talo kvarivinu mashadikte kabir alacha b'das haRambam. The halal hagadol shomer al kos chamishi ain sarich lachtum b'bracha. Kabir alacha points out that according to the Rambam, there's one thing you don't need by the fifth kos, and that is a bracha. How could you call it kos shel bracha if it doesn't have a bracha? Kos shel bracha at least needs a bracha. Val karchedim avor d'shirulei she'ain lo din kos shel bracha. Shari like a bracha. And therefore I must be right. But then you have all the kashas you have on me. L'fiza, hadrakushin l'duchta, amai lo binin ba'a seba, k'shar dalakos. But then why don't you need a seba? So the truth is, a koshal bracha kasha is a klutz kasha. What makes something koshal bracha? A separate bracha makes it a koshal bracha? What's kiddush? and the Kiddush on Shabbos day. Is that a kosher bracha? That's a kosher bracha. You just say the bracha Baruch Piyagafen makes it a kosher bracha. You say something along with it and give it chashivos with a kos, and you say a bracha on the kos. He says this is beferish in Shibali Aleket, Aval ala gefen lo mevarchinan elo bekos achron, Aval in bracha shalifnein al klun mevarchin Baruch Piyagafen. Shekivan shekal echad vechad ton shira b'fnei atzmo vein roi lo mer shira b'lo bracha k'tik slivay yivarch shom kvodcham rom al kol bracha sila. That every kos needs shira. Shira should have a bracha, so we have a bracha together with it, and that makes it a kosher bracha. You say other shiros, and then you say a bracha bar priagafen. That's enough to make it a kosher bracha. And he said it's mefurish this way in Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav is some kuvtzadi says anything that needs a kos except for kiddush, you don't have to taste from, unless it's just that it shouldn't be a gnai to the birchas hayayin that it's useless. So that's why that it shouldn't look like a bracha levatala. That's why we taste a little bit. But he says, kach tiknu chacham b'kol shira nemeres al yayin she yistru osa etzal birchas hayayin shu ikur shira hamiuchedes liyayin. The bracha baruch priagafen is itself a shira worthy of kosher bracha. So that kasha of a kosher bracha is not really such a bomb kasha. But he says, the problem is that the point that you raised at the very beginning, the diuk and the Rambam never says to drink the fourth kos. In Parakhes Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Seder Asiyas Mitzvah Seyla B'lel Chamisha Asar Kachl, B'tchila Mosgen Kos L'Kol Echad V'Echad. First kos, Umevarech Bar B'Yagaf and Vomer Lov Kiddush Hayom Zman Vishose. Rambam says you drink it, and then va'omer lav kiddush. Then in halacha hey, umivarek bar priagafen vishosa kos hasheni. Then again in halacha yud, umivarek b'chamazon kol shlishi vishosei when you drink it. And then again in halacha yud by kos revi, va'achar kach mozi kos revi v'gomer lav asalal umivarek priagafen ve'inu toymer kol klum kol laila chutz ben amayin. You're umivarek bar priagafen, which obviously means that you drink it, and after that you don't drink anything else. But nothing by the fifth coast. By the fifth coast doesn't say anything about drinking it. So tzarech iyun. So what he says is at the end that maybe this is the mahalich. Al karchach nira levar b'shitas ram the coast chamishi be'emes einu midin shtia derecheres v'gam lo midin koshel bracha. He says the Brisker Rav ruined our whole way of thinking. Meaning, this came out wrong. The Brisker Rav made us think of dalid kosos as either cheros or koshel bracha, and it can't be anything else because those are the tzvei dinim. And when a Brisker says they're tzvei dinim, that's it. They're tzvei dinim. Says maybe the fifth kos is neither of the tzvei dinim. Maybe the fifth kos is a separate kiyum. Yesh bo geder b'fnei atzmo. Shekol dino hu lamazgo. That it's a din limzo kos chamishi and to say halal gadol. Hod l'Hashem ki tov. Now you got to figure out why. But it could be like Michal said before, just to show how wealthy we are, that we could be mozik a kos, or maybe that it's stafka. That's what enhances our halal when you have wine around. But it's not a din in shtia. It's not a din in cheres. It's not a din in koshel bracha. Okay, we'll stop there.